The Gemara tells us regarding when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Sukkot on Shabbos, and Purim on Shabbos, Gzeira Derava, we say no shofar today, no Dalet Midim today, no shofar, no Megillah today, because we're concerned that it's going to lead to Chilul Shabbos. People are going to come carry and we'll go look for a bucky and violate Shabbos. So while it's Chilul Shabbos, one does not read the Megillah or shofar. So the shaila is, the Torah tells us, in based on Chazal, Uvayom Hashmini Yimo Besar Alasso, that we learn out that we do a bris on Shabbos. Why don't we say Zera Deraba? Why don't we say no bris today? Why should we do a bris? Why don't we say Zera Deraba? So, a different answer. Some want to say because Milas and Asi Sheish Bo Kares. So therefore, you don't want to make sure, you don't want to push it off because we're talking about a very serious infraction. Others point out, another question is because HaKol Chayavim, the whole Chayisos Chayavim Shofar, Dalet Minim, and Purim. So if you get excited, no one, everyone's going to be personally involved, so therefore they're not going to be able to just see the big picture. But by Mila, just the father is in Chayav. So first is the father is going to do something so other people can remind them. Or some want to say that by Dalet Minim Shofar, you're willing to take a chance. You know, you'll learn how to do it. But when you're talking about a Sakana here, doing a Mila on your child, so that we're not worried about that you're going to do. And as well, there's the famous Taz Hayadua. David Cohn wrote a whole sefer on it, among many svarim. And basically, what is the Taz Hayadua? The Taz Hayadua is, we know the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, Yesh Koach B'Yachacham and Lakwad V'Artorah B'Shevi Al Taza. So the Chacham have the ability to tell you to passively not do something, like no shofar on Shabbos. In other words, if you're having a Mac attack, so then Chacham can't tell you could have the Big Mac, because that's Bekum V'Aseh, you're actively violating the Torah. But if it's B'Shevi Al Taza, passively, Chacham could tell you merely not to do a mitzvah. So by Migo they could tell you. So the Shaila is, so by shofar, they could tell you not to. So, what about by Mila? It is, but Mila would be B'Shevi Al Taza. So the Taz has a cloud. It's really based on Rishonim. It's a Tosfos in different places and others that the cloud the Taz brings down is if something was just Mefurish Bakra, so then Chachamim can tell you, even B'Shevi Al Taza. Like the Gemara talks about sometimes, the Gemara about not fulfilling Pru Revu. So the Tosi isn't even not fulfilling Pru Revu. How could you be Okur Dovim in a Torah? So Tosi says, no, of course Pru Revu you can't touch, but it's talking about the mitzvah of Shevis, which is only a Drabanan, so therefore that's what they can. So that's what the Taz writes here, even though it's not really Mefurish, but Krah with the Yud Gimel Midos, it is with a Yom Afilu B'Shabbos. So therefore, when it comes to Bris on Shabbos, we don't take Zera Derava because if by Rosh Hashanah would say when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we blow shofar. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on, when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, we shake Dalet Minim. So then they wouldn't be able to make Zera Derava. It didn't say, it just said that they fall on Shabbos. And that's why, in fact, the famous Bach, he asked, what about, you shouldn't be able to blow shofar any time because it's a musical instrument. Zero Yishema Yisak and Klishir. So that's what so over there, that's another cloud that you can't be, that Chachamah can't uproot a mitzvah lagamre. So therefore, if you Shema Yisak and you'll never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is always Yantiv. However, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so it's only a temporary that year. You won't be able to blow shofar. That's why those are different Gedarim, the famous Taz, and when we say Gzeira Derabah and when we do not.